Okay, we're on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, page 70, or 35b3, 18 lines from the end of the page. The Gemara was discussing something which was said in the Mishnah. There's a new piece of Gemara, really. It says women are obligated in positive mitzvahs connected, not connected to time, and in positive mitzvahs that are connected to time, they don't have to do. Then the Mishnah said, women are obligated in all negative commandments, except cutting the beard and rounding the head. That they're allowed to do. Okay, and the Gemara asks, where do we learn it out from? The Gemara said, we learn it out from a pasuk. Okay, that's what the Gemara is now. So therefore, a woman's beard, halachically, doesn't have a din of a beard, because when the Torah says you can't destroy, it doesn't apply to a woman. Okay? So Gemara says, Allah de Tanya, but it says in the Braise, Zakan ha'isha v'asaris, the beard of a woman or a saris. A saris is a man that cannot have children, he doesn't reach the human potential, so to speak. Shehel usad, that grew hair on their face, harein kazok and l'chol devreyam, it's like a beard for all things. This Braise says, a woman's beard has a din of a beard. So the Gemara said, for what practical application is it? Normally, beard means you can't shave it with a razor. But if women are allowed to shave it with a razor, so what does this braisa mean? Amar Mazutra said, it refers to Tumas Negoim. We learned in the Chumash, there's leprosy on the hair. So there's leprosy on the beard. So what Mazutra is saying, that when the braisa says that the beard of a woman has a din of a beard, it refers not about shaving it, that they're allowed to do. It has a din that if there's leprosy in the hair, it has a din of leprosy, like any other beard. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, Tumas Negoim, Behed Yiksiva. That says a pasuk in the Chumash. It says in the Chumash, Ve'isha Isha, Ki'iyah Be'nega Bereshe Be'zakon, if a woman or a man will have a leprosy in the hair, in the beard. So obviously, I don't need a braisa to tell me there's a din of leprosy by a woman if the Torah says clearly, it's a pasuk in Chumash, that there's leprosy of a beard of a woman. So the Gemara says, Elama Marzutra, so Marzutra says, no, what I meant is, the Tadis Negoim.
Is this a beard of a Isha Isha or head of a Isha Isha?
No, it ain't kazok in it, but it says it's like a beard. If a woman grew hair on her face, it has a din of a beard. So the Gemara thought, 1 minute, it should mean that you can't shave it. But that's not true, we just said you could. So the Gemara says it means that there's a din of leprosy. So the Gemara says, but that's a pasuk in Chumash, that there's leprosy by a beard of a woman. So he says, L'tadis Negoim. It means to the purification of Negoim. Meaning like this. When a man finishes leprosy on the hair, he has to shave all the hair all over the body, and he has to bring birds, you know, as a korban. So what the din is teaching us, that a woman who has leprosy on the beard, when she finishes, she has to shave all her hair and bring the birds. So again, the Gemara says, 1 minute. And it's also pshit, it's also a given. Why? Kiven the bas tumahi, if she becomes tamei, then the laws of purity apply, right? If she becomes tamei like a leper, then she becomes pure like a leper becomes pure. So why would I think there's a difference between a man and a woman in this thing? So Gemara says, I need to tell me it. Why? I would think the pasuk is the tzdodim ksiv. That the pasuk is going what's called in respective forms. Meaning, I would think the pasuk says the following statement. A man or a woman that has leprosy in the hair or in the beard. So I would think leprosy of the hair applies to men and women. Leprosy of the beard only applies to men. That's what I would think. Kamash Malon, so the chiddush is, no, that even the beard of the woman also has a din of leprosy. And therefore, when she finishes the leprosy, she has to shave all her hair, and she has to bring the birds as a korban, and so on and so forth. Okay? But the bottom line of the Gemara is that women are not obligated in shaving the beard. they can shave their beard. There's an interesting question in Shulchan Aruch. Does that mean a woman is allowed to shave her beard, or she can even shave a man's beard? The Torah says women are not included in the sin of shaving the beard.
Oh, I see.
Right? Women don't have this mitzvah.
So you get your wife to shave your beard.
So the question is, can the woman shave a man's, or does the Torah only mean her own beard she could shave? Or another woman's beard she could shave? But not another man. And Shulchan Aruch says she can't. In other words, according to Halacha, it works like this. Shulchan Aruch says that if you go to a barber, now again, what the Torah is forbidden biblically is shaving with a razor. Okay, the beard and the payas, mamish with a razor. When you go to a barber shop and sit down in the chair and say, okay, give me a shave, you know, with a razor, the guy that's doing it gets sin, and the guy that's getting done to gets sin. The barber gets an aveda, and the one he's doing it to gets a sin. Because you're allowing him to do it. You know, if you go like this, and the guy forces you, that's one thing. You sit down in the barber chair and tell the guy, give me a shave with a razor, and the guy does it, so then he gets the aveda, and you get the aveda. Both get the aveda. So the question is, what's the din by a woman? Now, a woman can shave her own beard, there's no problem, with a razor. Right? She can cut the size of her head with a razor, there's no problem. The question is, can she do it to a man? And that's what Shchina basically says she can't.
There's mustache or under chin included in shaving beard?
The mustache is not. Under chin is different opinions in Halacha. Officially, the five corners for the beard. Okay, because by the hair, it's here. Okay, that's the, well, it's called the payas, right? Now, the beard has five corners. Here, here, and here. That is basically the accepted five places that you get the sin. Under the chin, some puffs can write yes, some puffs can write no. But again, this is with a razor. We're talking about the biblical prohibition with a razor.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question about that?
What?
Since I was a kid, even through now, really, but I always wondered, you know, I could never get a good shave with a regular, serious, I'm being serious, with a regular electric razor. No, seriously. I would go to job interviews and there would always be like a thick...
Certain stuff. Electric shavers, I mean, the guys that permit shaving, you know, we don't get involved in that, but... Certain electric shavers that's a very, very close cut is also forbidden like a razor. Mm. It doesn't only mean the white cream with a razor.
No, but I mean if it prevents me from being able to get a decent job interview, is there a heter or no such thing?
Don't ask me now. And
that's true.
What?
No, I mean...
Can't you talking about under your chin?
Actually, all over.
No, so that's not allowed.
Can't.
If somebody says Shabbos, if I keep Shabbos, I'm not going to get a job. What should you do? I mean, if it's biblically forbidden, it's biblically forbidden. Okay. You're right. Anyway, so the bottom line of the Gemara is women can shave beards of their own, of another woman, by the way, but not of a man. Okay. Then the Braisa says another thing. By the way, in the Mishnah, it says that here it is. Okay. The Mishnah said there's three cases, three negative commandments women are not obligated in. Okay, shaving the beard, shaving the payas, or Mrs. Kohen, or daughter of a Kohen, could go to a cemetery. These are three lavs that women are not obligated in. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to say, Isi Tane, this Tane Isi, learned there's another thing women are not obligated in. Another negative commandment they don't have to keep. Af bal yikruchu noshim b'turis. There's a din like this. La yikruchu karcha b'reishim. The Torah says it by Koyanim. Okay, but we learn it from the Pasuk, we're going to see later in the Gemara, for every Jew. In the olden times, when somebody died, the Goyim would rip out, make a bald spot in their head. For the dead. So the Torah says, La yikruchu karcha b'reishim. Okay, you're not allowed to make a bald spot in your head. Now, Isi ben Yehuda says, that love, women are also not obligated in. That means woman could make a bald spot in the head for a dead body. Okay, our Tana says only three. No pay, you can cut payers, cut the beard, and she could become tummy for dead people, right? If she's a Kohen. But Isi says, af yikuchuk noshim betudas, this also possible. So Gemara says, my time with the Isi. Why does Isi hold that women can make a bald spot on their head? So he says, Dada Shachi learns in the Pasuk. Sounds like this. Banim atam l'shem alakechem. The Torah says, you are God's children. You are God's sons. Leis is great to do. You should not gash yourself. You know, again, the Goyim in the olden days when the people died used to gash themselves and make themselves bleed and rip out their hair and they used to do crazy things. Okay, but the Torah says, you guys are God's children, you gotta look good. Okay, you see, you can't do that. So what does the Torah say? The Torah says like this, Banim atam l'shem alakechem, you are Hashem's children. Leis is good to do, you cannot make gashes in your skin. Leis asimu korcha b'neinechem l'meis, you cannot make a bald spot between your eyes over a dead body. Why? Ki am kodesh ato l'shem alakechem. Because you're holy. So therefore God says you can't do it. Now, over here the Torah says not to make a bald spot. Right? You can't. But what does the Torah say? Bonim atem. Sons. Not daughters.
Right.
Just like we learned Tomei. How do we know a woman kohen can go to a cemetery? Because it says, Emer el ha-kohanim b'nei Aaron. Say to the kohanim, the sons of Aaron. So it means sons and not daughters. So it doesn't apply to the women.
I thought that women were included in the male.
One second. But here, when the Torah says banim atem, Isi says, this is what the Torah means. Why does the Torah say banim atem? Means your sons and not daughters. This only applies to sons, not daughters. Banim v'le banis the karcha. Okay? But the Gemara asks, 1 minute. The Pasuk says two things here. Not to lace his guide to do. Don't gash yourself. And don't make a bald spot. So why does he say only bald spot they can make? The same Pasuk also says, for banim atem, for sons, don't make a gash. Atem elokochi, you say it only applies to bald spot. Maybe it means gashing the body also, that women could also. He says, no. It says, Ki am kodesh ato l'shem alakecha. It says, you're a holy nation. So therefore, are gedida amur. So therefore, the nation, which includes women, nation includes women. It says, gedida. Mani mekayim banim v'li banis. So for what do I use the word banim, sons and not daughters? It must be for karcha, for the gashing. Okay? So the Gemara right away asks, why are you saying gashing women have to keep a bald spot? Not maybe the opposite. Because the Pasuk says like this, you're God's children and you're a holy nation. Now nation includes women. Sons excludes women. So Isi says, banim atem, that your sons excludes a bald spot that they could make. But gashing not, because it says ki am kodesh ata, and that includes women. So maybe it's the reverse. Maybe gashing they're allowed to, and not balding.
Right.
One second. So he says, Omaru Isa, the rabbi says a gedida, Lord says a karcha. Why are you including gedida, gashing that women have to keep? and the bald spot not. Marba niyas, he says, say the other way around. Marba niyas agdida, I include gashing that women are forbidden to do. Why? Sheyeshnai b'makim hatzar v'lei b'makim aser. Gashing could be where there's hair or there's no hair.
Right.
When you make a cut,
yeah, anywhere.
Therefore, meitzaniyas akarcha. Therefore, I exclude balding. She'ena ela b'makim aser. Okay, meaning like this. Why? The Gemara is just explaining why EC doesn't go the reverse. In other words, like this. The pasuk says, your sons excludes daughters. Then it says, you're a holy nation, that includes everybody. Okay? So one thing is included for women, one thing excludes women. The Torah says two sins, bald spotting and gashing yourself. So EC says, what are they allowed to do? Bald spot, but not gashing. So Gemara says, why? Maybe the reverse. So he explains. Because gashing could be anywhere. Where do we find the exception of women? By hair. Because women are allowed to shave. Where do we see the exception of women? By hair. So logically, when what applies to women, the karcha, the bald spot, that they could do because they're excluded from hair loss. A woman could shave her beard. Right? So it's logical. What should we allow a woman to do? Gashing or balding? Balding should be allowed because women are exempt from the hair denim. Gashing could be anywhere. So that women are included. But
oh. I was confused. I mean, if it says in the, when we back up a few minutes, when it says that the Torah says banim, so it's excluding daughters, then why would it even have to make any mention that she's allowed to do bald spotting? It's like obviously women can do at that point whatever they want, but if it's going to go ahead and make a distinction, then obviously banim.
But the same pasuk says because you're a holy nation, women are part of the nation.
Okay.
So again. One pasuk excludes women. One pasuk in the same pasuk includes women.
Oh, the same
pasuk. In the same pasuk, it says two laws: balding,
okay,
that men cannot do either, balding or gashing. So the Gemara Isi says, which one of the two can women do? Balding, because by law, hair laws, women are different than men. So it makes sense. What would women be allowed to do?
With the hair. So we have to
balding the head is what they're allowed to do. Gashing, that they can't do. Right. So the Gemara said maybe it means Ve'ema banim v'le banis. Maybe it means like this. Maybe the pasuk says sons and not daughters, excluding daughters, for both karcha and gedida, for gashing and balding. It says Am kodeshat al shem alakecha. What is that including? Besurita, to make a scratch. In other words, like this. In the olden times. And the psukim in different places say different laws. One pasuk says you cannot cut yourself, gash yourself over a dead body. That was one custom they had. There was another custom they had, they would make a scratch in their skin. They wouldn't gash it, they would make a scratch. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, maybe women could bald and gash. What can't they do is to scratch. They would scratch themselves when somebody died. Maybe that's what they can't do. So the Gemara answered, no, because Kasavet Isi holds Srita Ugdida Achasi. It's all the same. So if they can't do that, they can't do that. So therefore the Gemara's conclusion so far, Isi holds that women are allowed to make bald spots for dead bodies. How do we know it? Because it says, banim atam l'shem alakechem, banim and not daughters, so daughters could do it. Okay, that's one answer of the Gemara. Abaya Amar, Abaya says, I know another reason for Isi ben, why Isi says what he says. What does Isi say? That women could bald themselves, right, for a dead person. Hainu time at the EC, he says like this, the Gamar Karcha Karcha Mi B'nei Arin. By, where do we know that you can't make a bald spot for a dead body? The Torah really says it by the laws of Kohanim. The Torah says, Lo Yikur Chuk, when the Torah speaks about not becoming Tomei and all that, who a Kohen can marry and not go to cemeteries. So the Torah says like this, Lo Yikur Chuk Karcha Bereisham, Kohanim, cannot bald spot for men, for a dead body. What does that pasuk start with? Emer al kayanim b'nei Aaron, only sons. So that means daughters could. So that's how we know you can make a bald spot.
Why the b'nei or banim doesn't mean both? I mean, what other word would the Torah use to include both of them?
Yeah, it never uses banot unless it's.
How do you say children?
Banim usually says all inclusive.
By Parshas Emer, over there the Torah uses an extra word. In the beginning of Parshas Emer, the Torah says, Emer al kohanim b'nei Aaron. Say to the kohanim, the sons of Aaron. Now, every two-year-old knows the kohanim comes from Aaron. If the Torah said, Emer al kohanim, stop, we would know that applies to kohanim. The Torah continues and says, B'nei Aaron. What does that mean? Only the sons and not the daughters. And in fact, the Gemara is going to soon say, the Gemara is going to get into this later, about different avodas in the Beis HaMikdash that male Kohanim could do and female Kohanim cannot do. Because over there the Torah says, the kibbo B'nei Aaron HaKohanim is Adam. You know, receiving the blood after the Shechita. Squirting the blood, it says, Vizoku b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim is Adam. So the Gemara learns, when the Torah says b'nei, it means sons, not daughters. You're right, with the Pasuk b'anam atam l'Hashem alakechem, it's more difficult to understand, because in Hebrew, when you speak plural, male and female, you use the male gender.
Right?
But nevertheless, the Gemara says, and in fact, but this could be the reason why Abaye and Rava, was going to say another reason, don't hold of that reason. Because to say that Banim Atam Lashem Elokeichem excludes women is difficult to really think. If the Torah says, say to the Kohanim B'nei Aaron, those two words are extra. So over there for sure it means male, not female. Banim Atam is Takehart.
So women are allowed to pull their hair for death?
Yep. According to Isi. Yes. Not according to our Mishnah.
That's not the halacha.
No.
Because idol worship is used to do that. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So Abaye says that how do we know that women, well, how does EC know that women could bald their heads? Because it says, where do we learn out the din of not balding your hair for a dead body? From the laws of Kohanim. By Kohanim it says clearly B'nai Aaron. Okay. And then the Gemara says, V'is V'ilon, but if we, the Gemara asks, if we hold like Abaye, the Chiksiv Kraba Kulin Yanodiksiv, that the Pasuk of B'nai Aaron refers to all the things mentioned in that parsha. Nishtik kramine. Let the Torah just be quiet from karcha karcha. Beteise bekavachaymer. I would learn it out from a kavachaymer anyway. What does this mean? Omar kayanim shari bibam mitzah kasa mitzahs yaseifs. What if kayanim? That the Torah gave kayanim extra mitzahs. Right? That means Kohanim are holier than the rest of the Jews. Yet, the Torah says, B'nai Aaron, V'lei B'nai Saron. The Torah says, only men, not women. So by the rest of the Jews, for sure it shouldn't be, or should only be men and not women. In other words, like this. The Gemara says, Abaye says, it says Korcha by Kohanim, it says Korcha by every Jew, not the bold. So he says, here it says karcha, here it says karcha, over there it means men, here it doesn't, here it also means only men. So imagine 1 second. What do I need this gzeir shava for? Forget it. Forget the gzeir shava. I'll tell you a very simple logic. You know why it doesn't apply to women? You know why women can make a bold spot? Because ma'adah by the mitzvah of koyanim, that the koyanim have extra mitzvahs, the Torah says about bald spots. Only men and not the women. So a regular Jewess, why would I think a woman can't do it? For sure she'd be allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, ilav gzeira shava. If it wouldn't be for the gzeira shava, the Abaye says, have amina hifzika inyan, I thought that the Torah makes a break in middle, because the Torah speaks about various different dinim. The best thing here to understand this is to get from Moshe. No, because when you see it inside, it makes it so much easier. Okay. Now look at the beginning of the part, the beginning of the book. Yeah, it says like this: Hashem said to Moshe, these are all the laws of Kohanim. Say to the Kohanim Bnei Aaron, okay, and say like this: you cannot become impure. You can't go to a dead body, right? A Kohen cannot go to a dead body. Who? His wife, mother, father, brother, sister, brother, everything, right? Your young sister, virgin that was never married, you can also become tummy. Then the Torah says, "Lo yitam abal ba'amav lehichali." Okay, a husband cannot become tamei to a wife that he wouldn't be allowed to marry. For instance, if a kohen married a divorcee and she died, he could not become tamei for her because he wasn't allowed to marry her. Okay, so the Torah says like this: "Say to the kohenim bnei Aaron," and it goes through the laws of impurity. Then the Torah continues, this was relevant here. Lo yikruchu karcha bereisham. You cannot make a bald spot on their heads. They're speaking for dead people. Upa'as karnam leigalecha. They cannot shave the edge of their beards. And they cannot, lo yisuf to serotis. They cannot make these gashes or scratches on the skin. Right? Now, so what's the Gemara saying over here? That just like all these psukim, it says bnei Aaron and not bnei Aaron. That means everything here goes only for the men, not for the women. That's what the Gemara is saying. So Gemara says, no, I would think without the Gzeir Shava wouldn't apply. Why? Because in the middle of this, at the end of Pasuk Gimel, it says, lachese apsula, to your young sister who was never married, La yitama, to her, you should become tamei, and that's a mitzvah. That for Cain, for your sister that wasn't married, and she dies, he has to, it's a positive mitzvah. He must become tamei for her. That applies to men and women. So, in the middle of this thing, the Torah stopped the man and woman thing. Then the Torah starts. So just because the Torah at the beginning said B'nai and not B'nais, I would think the Torah stopped it though already. Because there's one din that applies to men and women, Lo Yitama, that he should become tummy for her. So then the next psukim, I wouldn't think applies only men and not women. Maybe it applies to everybody. This that the Torah at the beginning says sons and not daughters, those were the first two psukim. But now you're talking more psukim than that. So therefore, he says, "I need that gzeira shavah."
Well, how do I know describe Gezeirah Shavah? It's like a, I was asking Dabar, it's like the Kal Vachomer.
No. Gezeirah Shavah means here's a word, there's a word. Okay? In fact, Rashi over here says, okay, there's a pasuk in Devarim. Huh? Yeah, no, 14, page 1010. Look on page 1010. Okay, five lines in the bottom of the page and 1010. Now this is the other pasuk the Gemara quoted. Banim atam l'shem alakeichem. Okay? Therefore, lays is going to do, don't cut yourself with gashes. Don't make any bald spots. Why? Huh? Between your eyes. And this is going to be very important later for the Gemara, by the way. Ki am kodesh ato l'shem alakecha. Because you're a holy nation. Okay? Now, so Rashi over here says, but in this pasuk, it says don't make a bald spot on your head. Here it says between your eyes. Okay? So Rashi said from the Gemara that both psukim together teach me anywhere on the face. Anywhere on the face, you cannot make bald spots.
That's a proof for tefillin goes then. Because there's no hair here.
One second. We're going to see this soon in the Gemara. Abayi uses this to prove where tefillin goes. And not here.
Why doesn't the Gemara just say, don't cut hair?
Well, do me a favor, then, because then what would you learn all day? I need something to learn. Okay? But Rashi says over here in Parshas Emor, "V'yomdu Yisrael mikrenim b'gzeirah shaveh." Here it says karcha, there it says karcha. So Abaye said, "How do we learn out all the Jews from Koyanim? Because by Koyanim it says the word karcha. That's gzeirah shaveh. Here it says the word karcha, there it says the word karcha. Okay, so therefore we learn out din A from din B because it uses the same words. Okay, so therefore the Gemara says."
Like
that Sabaya says, the Gzeir Shava teaches us that women are not included in the Korcha Aveda. Why? Yeah. Because by Koyanim it only applies to men. So therefore by all Jews it applies to only to men, not to women. Right? So the guy asks, but you can learn it out from a Kal Vachomer. Because if Koyanim have separate mitzvahs, and women don't have to do it, so Yisraelim that have less mitzvahs than a Kohenim, for sure the women could make a bald spot. Right? So Abaye said, that's why I need the Gzeirah Shavah. Because when the Torah over there speaks about men and not women, the Torah stops in middle. And therefore I would think, men and not women stops there. And the next psukim apply to everybody.
The stop happens in Parashat Emor, not in Devarim.
Right.
So when the Gemara says there's a stop,
the stop is in the Lo Yitama.
Because there's no stop when you read 10:10.
Right. But it says Lo Yitama, that applies to the women too. So therefore, I would think that the din of Bnei and not Bnei's. Hey, Mazel Tov.
Girl.
Hey, very nice, Mazel Tov. Everybody well?
Thank God. Be back.
So it's so the fact that the Torah stops in middle, I would think that the next laws apply equally to men and women. So you need the Gzeirah Shavah to tell me no, it only applies to men, not to women.
Doesn't the pasuk also talk about the
which one? In Emor or
Emor.
Right. Only men. Only men.
But the woman Kohen cannot go to the seminary for the.
She go for anybody.
Oh.
She go for a stranger. So it doesn't.
Does the Gemara cites Emor anywhere? Because the only thing I see on the site is the word you've done.
No, the Gemara. Before it was brought down in Emor. The Yikur Chafalef. In the previous pages, all brings down.
But the entire discussion was.
But it's a continuation to the discussion before the Gemara.
Well, I don't understand. The wife of a Kohen, she's in contact with death. That's Avatuma, and she becomes Sheni, right?
And no, she becomes Avatuma.
She's Avatuma, and she can touch her husband who's a Kohen?
No. She can't.
She can't until.
Until she goes to the mikveh. Or she would need Paraduma also.
Paraduma also.
Yeah. A Kohen could come in contact with somebody who touched the dead body. He can't come in contact directly with the dead body itself. In other words, if you had a guy that touched the dead body, he can give Shalom Aleichem to a Kohen. A Kohen can only not become tummy with the dead body itself. Now, a Kohen who's tummy, that's issue one, number one. A Kohen cannot become tummy to a dead body. Not only that, even if he became tummy already, he can't just become tummy. Every time he becomes tummy, he gets another sin.
Oh, so it's not like you're punter after one
year. Yeah, right. Even though there's no part of Duma today, and, you know, basically, is a Kohen. If he goes to his father's funeral, which he's allowed to go, so he said, that's it, I can go to everybody's funeral because I'm tummy anyway. No. If a Kohen is in the cemetery, the din is, and you tell him to leave, and he doesn't, and you warn him, every second he's there, he's getting another Aveda.
You don't want it?
Then there's another din. A Kohen who is tummy cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash.
Can't even walk in there.
Right. So, if Mrs. Cohen, okay, came in contact with a dead body, and she touched her husband, he's not getting a sin.
It's not direct.
But he cannot not work in the Beis HaMikdash. Until he becomes pure.
With the Paraduma?
No. That's only if you become in contact directly with the Paraduma.
So how would he...
Let's go to the mikveh. And wait until evening.
So it does become tummy.
Yeah, but again, there's a tumma that he's not allowed to become tummy, that's from a dead body. Then there's a tumma that he could become tummy. Yeah, but then he just can't work in a Beis HaMikdash.
People can get tumma from only that tumma, right? And somebody who
Midatera.
Touches, right, and somebody who touches the corpse has the status of Avatuma.
Right.
So whoever touches that person becomes
correct. So if Mrs. Cohen touched her husband,
so the husband is considered Av or
Shav? No, Rishon.
Because if he's Av,
right. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. But hash nami hifzikinyan. But now the issue was interpreted, broken off. And if you're telling me Xereshava, me boile lechatanya, I need the Xereshava of karcha for something else completely. Why? It says in the Bright 36A1, second column. It says, Tanya says in the Braisa like this, you cannot make bald spots in the head, right? I would think that if a guy made 4 or 5 bald spots, he would only be chayiv one, for one Aveda. Talmud leimer karcha, lechayiv al kol achas v'yachas. Every bald spot you make, is another sin. B'reisha my Talmud Lamer, what does the Torah teach us with the expression of bald spot on your head? Because if he shenamer says, lace is gay to do, don't cut yourself. Don't make a bald spot between your eyes. So I would think lo yechayev el al bein einayim, that you'd only be chayev if you make a bald spot between your eyes. What does the Torah say here? Lo yikruchu karcha bein einechem in dvarim, between your eyes. So I would think only between your eyes. How do I know anywhere on the head you're getting an aveda? Talmud leimar. I mean, the menayil and abes kolorosh. How do I know that it includes every part of the head? Tamil lemer bereisham, because in emer it says layikruchu karcha bereisham, anywhere in the head. In dvarim, bonematam over there it says bein einechem. So Gemara says, what do I learn from the gzeira shava? Number one, no matter how many times you do it, you get an aveda. Secondly, it's not only between the eyes; it's anywhere in the head. I would only know this din applies to koyanim sheribu b'makasa mitzis sesedus, that the Torah gave him a lot more mitzvahs. So maybe only a koyin cannot make bald spots. Yisrael minolan. How do I know that a Levi or Yisrael is also not allowed to make bald spots? Nemakan karcha, because by koyanim it says karcha, by Jews it says karcha, bald spots. Ma'akan, just by your koyin. Chayev al karcha v'karcha. You chayev for every bald spot that you make is another sin. V'chayev al reish kebeinu einayim. And you're obligated anywhere in the head, just between your eyes. Aflahalan, the same thing about every single Jew. Number one, chayev al karcha v'karcha. You chayev for every single bald spot. V'chayev al reish beino einayim, and yuchayev anywhere on the head, just like it is between the eyes. Umala halad al mes, just like by a regular Jew. The Torah speaks about a dead body. The same thing by koyanim, it means on the dead body. If you look in Parshas Emor, when the Torah says liyikruchu karcha bereisham, it doesn't say about a dead body. Just as don't make both spots. In Dvarim, it says bein einechem lameis. So it's like, here we're talking about koyanim, here it's only talking about any bald spot, but over there speaking about dead, and bein einechem. So the Gemara said, the Gzeir Shavit teaches us that these two psukim are the same. Meaning, only for a dead body, not only between your eyes, anywhere on the head, and any amount of times you do it is another sin. How do we know that we liken these two things together? Karcha karcha, the gzeira shava.
Why do we need bein einechem, Rabbi? If it says the head, it includes everything.
Why does it say bein einechem? Yeah. We're going to soon see in the Gemara.
Just because it says karcha in two different places in the Chumash, so therefore you have to link it.
That's called the gzeira shava. Now we link it. You cannot make up your own gzeira shava.
Right.
Otherwise, say here by yidaba, here by yidaba.
Exactly,
I mean,
right.
Here says Moshe, here's Moshe. I mean, no, gzeira shava was accepted, Rebbe from Rebbe from Rebbe from Rebbe all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, the Rishonim ask, how can you have a machlekes if there's a gzeira shava or not? If everybody accepted a gzeira shava from your Rebbe, so how can you have a machlekes if it is or isn't? It either is or isn't. So the answer, there's a limited number of gzeira shavas.
Oh,
let's say they knew there were 50 of them.
Oh, really?
But there's an argument, which one are the 50s?
Oh, there is a specific number?
Yeah, that's what they say. There's a specific number. The argument, some people say, this is one of the 50 and this isn't. And another person says, that's one of the 50 and this isn't.
Do you know what the number is? Can you find
I don't remember.
That's interesting.
I probably never knew it either, but...
no, it'd be interesting.
Anyway, so the Gemara asks, according to Abaya, that we need the Gzeira Shava for other dinim anyway. Abaya said, what do we learn out from the Gzeira Shava? That women can bald their head. Because it only applies to Koyanim. But the Gemara says, 1 minute. But the Gzeira Shava is used for other things. from where do we know that a woman could bald her head? So he said like this. The Torah could have written kerach, not karcha with an extra hay. Ma karcha, why? Because bald in Hebrew is kerach. Karcha is an extra hay. So when you have a gzereshava, karcha, karcha, the gzereshava could have been kerach, kerach. Why is there an extra hay? Why does the Torah write an extra hay? To teach us two things. Number one, that women could bald, according to Isi, according to Abaya, that a woman could bald her head?
How do you learn that from
a head? No, because we learn that from Bnei Aaron. By Aaron, it's only the men, not the women. So the same thing over here. Plus, we learn that it's anywhere on the head. It's only on a dead body. And every time you do it, you get another Aveda.
So the significance of the extra head is?
That women could bald their head.
How do we learn that from the
Heder? No, because it's an extra part of the Gzeir Shava. You have a Gzeir Shava teaching us one din, mm-hmm. and the extra hay teaches us in the Gzeir Shava that it only applies to women, men, not
so
to women.
So the hay is indicating that it's part of it.
Correct. Okay. Rava Amar Rava says, no. You know how what we know women could bald their head? We learn it out from Tefillin. Because what does the Pasuk say in Devarim? Don't make karcha bein einechem. What does it say by tefillin? Bein einechem. In the second parasha Shema it says bein einechem. Tefillin is only men. That means bein einechem is only men. And therefore women can make the bald spot. Rav Amar, hainu time of the Isi, and another reason of Isi, the Yalef bein einecha mitfillin. We learn it out from tefillin. Ma'alahalon, just like by women, noshim peturis, women are not obligated. The same thing. Yeah, the same thing. Women are parted from balding their heads. Okay? So far, there's three opinions explaining why Isi said women could bald their head. Either we learn out from Banim Atam Lashem Alekechem, or Abaye says Karcha Karcha, and Rav says simple, because by balding it says Bein Einechem, by Tefillin it says Bein Einechem, women are parted from Tefillin, so therefore women are parted from balding their heads.
Pata? So,
huh?
Pata.
That means they're allowed to bald their head for dead people.
That's
halacha? Huh? I don't think they could. I believe that halacha is like no, only those three that the Mishnah says. Huh? No, I'm saying that halacha is not like Yissi. Because in our Mishnah it doesn't say any name, and there's a rule, Aloha Kistam Mishnah. There's the Aloha is like the plain Mishnah with the nameless.
Are you saying Isi?
That was his name, Isi.
Rabbi Isi?
Sure, it wasn't Isi.
No, sorry. What are the people of the Gemara? What do you want from me? I don't know.
I've never heard of Rabbi Isi.
Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. Rava, my time alarm, a kabaya. Why can't Rava learn like a bias reason that there's karcha karcha? So he says simple. Kerach karcha le mashmalay. Because what did Abaye answer here? It says kerach karcha an extra hay. Rava said that doesn't mean anything. So the gzera shava is used for something else. So we can't learn out that it means men and not women. Abaye, my time alarm, a karava. Abaye, why doesn't he hold the karava that we learned out from tefillin? So he says like this, Amaleach, Abaye the Gemara says, Tfilim gufayu, mehacha gamale. Meaning like this, how do we know Tfilim go here? Rava says, how do we learn women can bold? Because by Tfilim it says Bein Einechem, and here it says Bein Einechem. So Abaye says, 1 minute. That's not an open gzeira shava. This din teaches me something else, Bukhlal. How do I know tefillin go here? What does the Torah say? Ukshartem vayulotei tafes bein einecha. And the Korites would wear the tefillin here. Because what is between your eyes? The Chachamim learned that where do tefillin go? Here, in between the eyes. And it's not here, not here. It has to be up, straight. Yeah? So Abaye says, where do we learn that out from? He says, from this pasuk. And he says like this. Malahal and makam sha'isim karcha begave shodosh, just like you can't make a bald spot where hair doesn't grow. Right? So when it said between your eyes, there's no hair between your eyes.
Well,
not here.
Sometimes there's hair
between. Most of the time there's no hair here. So when the Torah says don't make a bald spot between your eyes, what does the Torah mean? Here where the hair grows. Right? So from there we learn that when it says bein einecha by tefillin, it means where the hair grows.
Oh, that's how you know where to put it.
Right. No, this is a very interesting concept that Abaye is saying. From where do we learn out besides halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai? You know, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. But Abaye says he actually learned it out from a pasuk. Because when Torah speaks about not making a bald spot between your eyes can't mean between your eyes, because there's no hair there to bald. What does it mean? Where the hair grows. So when it says b'nei necha mei tefillin, it means where the hair grows.
Do we have a source that it's here and not here between the eyes? Sorry for the crazy question. This is between the eyes too.
Good, my mitzvah boys don't have beard yet.
<That's very awesome>.
It's to the head.
So therefore Abaye says, I can't learn like Rava, that Bein Einechem teaches us that women are not obligated in tefillin, they're not obligated in balding. Because the bottom line is, I'm using it for something. Yeah, so Taisus Taka asks over here a question. But by balding, what do we learn out? Anywhere in the head. What do we say? Anywhere in the head, you're not at the bald spot. Right? If you're learning out tefillin from bald spots, Taisus asks, so why can't we put tefillin here? Here, 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 in the back. So Taisus says, that's what the word Bein Einechem teaches us. That where on the head, Bein Einechem. Which is here. Here is not Bein Einechem. Right? In other words, Taisus is asking, but if we're learning out tefillin from balding, you're not allowed to bald anywhere in the head. So maybe I could wear tefillin anywhere in the head. So Taisus says, no, this is what Bein Einechem teaches us. That we're on the head by tefillin, we're between eyes.
There was no reason for the Torah to change the wording from Parashat Emor to
right. Right. Well, the reason why the Torah changed the wording is to teach us all these various demons.
We would have learned all the demons because of the Gezeirah Shavah, but Bein Einechem, I mean, it doesn't teach anything except the fact that the tefillin.
That's right. Because Taisa says, why don't you lose the Gezeirah Shavah for everything? Taisa says, no, maybe the Gezeirah Shavah is only teaching us for tefillin. Okay.